A very warm welcome on this Sunday morning as we come to remember and honour all those who have given their service, that final act of devotion especially, in the service of peace of their loved ones and of their nation. We gather to remember the dead. We gather to celebrate peace. We gather in reflection, in humility. A very warm welcome to the many different people who've come to be part of this service today, representing different groups and different individuals. This is a community celebration where we are so grateful for all that we have. In a world that so easily takes our blessings for granted, we stop, we pause, and we are thankful. Thank you so much for coming to be part of the Lutterworth Town Remembrance Sunday service. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may live together in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of armed conflict around the globe. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away. And so we sing our first hymn, I vow to thee, my country, all earthly things above, entire and whole and perfect, the service of my love. Please do take your seats for our first reading.
For the fallen. With proud thanksgiving, a mother for her children, England mourns for her dead across the sea. Flesh of her flesh they were, spirit of her spirit, fallen in the cause of the free. solemn the drums thrill, death august and royal, sings sorrows up immortal spheres. There is music in the midst of desolation, and a glory that shines upon our tears. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. But where our desires are and our hopes profound, felt as a wellspring that is hidden from sight, to the innermost heart of their own land they are known, as the stars are known to the night. As the stars that shall be bright when we are dust, moving in marches upon the heavenly plain. As the stars that are starry in the time of our darkness, to the end, they remain.
Will be brought forward and hoisted into the chancel arch of the church in remembrance of all those who've given their lives. Let us remember before God and commend to his sure keeping those who have died for their country in war, those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of mankind.
Lotte was Roll of Honour, First World War, 1914-1918. Reginald Alderson, Richard Ambler, Walter Baker, Herbert Bannister, George Beale. Edward Bond, Charles Bond, Tom Bosworth, Morris Bradford, Harold Buck, Frederick Buswell, John Cameron, Ernest Carter, Harry Cook, Arthur Correll, Ernest Day, Harry Denton, Frank Dickens, Albert Drake, Ernest Elson, Harry Evans, Albert Everton, Tom Shew, William Fox, Douglas Gold, Harry Goodman, John Herbert, William Herrick, Lawrence Hind, Fred Holland, Jack Hubbard, John Jennings, Arthur Kittermaster, Frank Lawton, Harry Matthews, John Pinder, Alfred Poole, Harry Pullman, Frank Rose, Tom Rose, Richard Sampson, Luther Sarson, Frank Sharp, Reginald Sharp, Percy Shaw, Fred Shortland, William Smith, Fred Swingler, Claude Taylor, Charles Thorne, Charles Timpson, Harold Ward, William Wright,
Lutterworth Roll of Honour, Second World War, 1939-1945. Walter Olso, Joseph Bozet, John Chapman, Albert Chester, Fred Chester, Herbert Cooling, Humphrey Crowley, Percy Darby, Bernard Drake, Malcolm Dunkeld, Robert Faraday, Reginald Granger, John Grain, Wilfred Hancock, Errol Charles Hayes, Hubert Highton, John Howes, Joseph King, Reginald Charles Knight, Peter Page, Donald Partridge, Joseph Quigley, Donald Robinson, Frank Rose, Joseph Saxon, Jack Shaw, Sam Timpson, post 1945, Declan Goldthorpe, Jonathan.
That are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Thank you.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow we gave our today.
Ever living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Say no to peace. Say no to peace, if what they mean by peace is the quiet misery of hunger, the frozen stillness of fear, the silence of broken spirits, the unborn hopes of the oppressed. Tell them that peace is the shouting of children at play, the babble of tongues set free, the thunder of dancing feet, and a father's voice singing. Say no to peace, if what they mean by peace is a rampart of gleaming missiles, the arming of distant wars, money at ease in its castle, and grateful poor at the gate. Tell them that peace is the hauling down of flags, the forging of guns into ploughs, the giving of fields to the landless.
Would you stand as we sing O Valiant Hearts?
This reading is from Ephesians 2, verse 1 to 10. Made alive in Christ. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Thank you, Heather. I have been watching and reading stories in preparation for today. Many of those recordings are interviews with war veterans and current soldiers from around the world. Quite a few topics arise when you listen to these brave men and women speak. Topics including the pride they feel serving their country, the loved ones they left at home and that inspired them to carry on, the struggle of reintegrating back into normal patterns of life once their service had ended. However, the primary topic that arose was that of death. The heavy, fulfilling orders that leads to the taking of another's life. The grief that comes from the death of a comrade. And the fear that niggles in their minds. Could today be my final day? Will my days end in these muddy, war-torn trenches? Or is there something beyond this? And this morning, we've heard the names of soldiers from this town killed in battle. We recall not only them, but those they represent, the 37 million lives lost in both world wars. And we are aware of battles that still rage on in different parts of the world, where people, both armed forces and civilians, breathe their last. Today is actually one of the rare occasions in our culture where we stare death, the reality of our own mortality. We acknowledge that our present freedom came at an immense cost, and that it's still preserved by loss of life. We have all been marked by death's bitter sting. We all have someone to grieve and someone to remember today. Well, scientists have always been interested in understanding the human life. And recently, there has been a quest to understand what makes us whole, what makes us holistic beings. In fact, there are reports from several top universities understanding that our health is dependent on physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. That we are more than just flesh and bones. So, if on the one hand, we are called upon to face up to our own physical fragility this Remembrance Sunday, perhaps, on the other hand, we also need to consider our own spiritual frailty. Our Bible passage today, which came from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, speaks plainly about death. This time, not in the physical sense, but spiritually. Where we all, as humankind, rebelled against God and made him our enemy, rejecting the Creator's peace, and through our disobedience, we became deserving of wrath. And it relays quite accurately the heavy burden of this spiritual death on human life. That there is conflict in each one of us. We are all torn between our different thoughts, desires, and cravings. I think back to those interviews I mentioned at the beginning, those interviews with veterans, all of whom were undoubtedly affected by their experiences. Many of them unable to find rest because of the actions they had to take. But I also think of people here in Lutterworth that I meet on the street, in this church, or in various shops, those who also have restless hearts, those that feel desperately lonely, those who have a sense of No one else knows what I'm going through. Those that are searching for peace. Is that you today? Is that someone you know? A neighbor, your family member, a friend? You find yourself sitting in the muddy, war-torn trenches of your own heart, feeling restless, feeling helpless, and asking, is there something beyond this? And our passage from Ephesians would suggest that there is. That while we were in those trenches, Jesus appears in love and declares that there is something beyond this. And it's Him. His kindness can bring comfort. His mercy can bring peace. His love can take what is spiritually dead and bring it back to life. And it doesn't stop there. Jesus says that there's something even more than this comfort. There is hope for eternity, beyond the pain of physical death, beyond the restlessness of our own spiritual frailty, there is freedom with Him forever. Well, we all know, don't we? After today is over, it is all about Christmas. And we see this message embodied at Christmas, don't we? God sending Jesus to be born. Where? In the muddy places, the muddy stable, where, upon him being born, he faces instant violence and threat to his life. And all the way through his ministry, we see him getting alongside people, defending the weak, calming the restless, helping the spiritually frail. And if he can do it for them, he can do it for you. Today, I've asked us to face up to our own physical mortality as we remember those who lost their lives in battle. And I've also frailty. To ask, is there something beyond this? And if you, today, find yourself sitting in those muddy trenches, feeling frail, feeling restless, perhaps you can make this next prayer your own. Repeat the words quietly to yourself or say them internally as I speak them aloud. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. So lead us by your Spirit, that in this life we may live to your glory. And in the life to come, enjoy you forever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Ben. Would you stand for our next hymn? It's new for us, this The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. I will try.
This is the time in our service where we pray for the needs of the world and for ourselves. And it's called intercessions. Intercessions are where we intercede on behalf of other people. So listen and pray with patience and faith, and he will answer. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father God, let us draw close to you in prayer as we bring you the needs of the world, your church, our country, community, and each other. We pray for the healing of nations and of war. We pray that justice will overcome and the powers of evil flee away, bringing about a new spirit of peace and hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our government and queen, we pray for wisdom, the discernment to do what is right, and for wise governance in the pursuit of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For men and women on active service around the world, we pray for strength and courage in their tasks and their discomforts. Hold fast their families, Lord, and for each one, grant a safe return home. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the work of the Royal British Legion, we pray that it is blessed financially and prayerfully, and the care and help that it provides continue to support the men and women, veterans and families of the armed forces. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our community, for the guiding and scout movements, young people's brigades, St. John's Ambulance, the Red Cross, and others, for our schools, become outstanding citizens of the future. We ask your blessing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our sick and wounded, for the hurts and griefs of the past, for troubled minds, for the bereaved, and for those whose grieving knows no end, we pray for the comforting touch of your healing love and the knowledge and joy and hope in the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our church, we pray for the encouragement of your word. For the chaplains of the uniformed services, we pray for courage, safety, and strength to bring the comfort of your love to those who they serve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you take up the service sheet, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our world. Lord God, our Father, we pledge ourselves to serve you and all mankind in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit. Give us wisdom. Give us courage. Give us hope and keep us faithful, now and always. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and those whom you love, now and always. Amen.
Of gold, alleluia, alleluia.